As hospitals try to find ways to manage a potential influx in patients from the virus, some people can't avoid a hospital visit. Most researchers say pregnant women don't appear to be at a greater risk from COVID-19, but with some perinatal classes cut and services like mothers' groups abandoned, some new parents are worried about the months ahead. Madeline Jenner reports.
They say that it takes a village to raise a child, but Emma Prineas is increasingly worried about what her village might look like.
I'm 35 weeks pregnant, so I'm due to have a baby around the 20th of April. It will be my first. So first-time mum, a bit of a trying time.
For now, the hospital where she plans to give birth has said that visitors must be restricted to her partner and grandparents. But some hospitals have already said that only partners will be allowed in. There are also changes to lots of the services that are normally available to new parents.
Already two of my girlfriends who are pregnant have had their prenatal classes cancelled, so they've reached out to me to see if they can photocopy my prenatal materials and things like that. A couple of girlfriends of mine who had already had their babies a few months ago have had their mothers' groups and play groups cancelled, and I'm pretty aware that it looks like those things won't happen for us either. So, yeah, probably my biggest concern is the lack of support that will happen in that first kind of 3 to 6 months after the baby's born, especially as a first-time parent. I have absolutely no idea what to expect. Already a pretty worrying time, but to feel that isolation, I think, is a bit of a scary time.
Dr. Vijay Roach is the president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists.
I think the most important thing to do is to emphasise that with the information that we have so far, the risk to pregnant women is low. There's no evidence of an increased risk of miscarriage. There is no evidence of an increased risk of harm to your baby. There is a small chance that there is a higher risk of prematurity, but we're not sure whether this is due to patients becoming unwell because of the virus or whether it's a true phenomenon.
Obviously, there are lots of unknowns at the moment. Do you imagine that parents will be having a different sort of hospital stay in terms of visitors and those kinds of things?
I think it's important to emphasise that as far as your care during birth is concerned, hospital remains the safest place and the care you will receive will be exactly the same. There may be factors such as the use of personal protective equipment or other infection control measures, but the nature of your experience during birth should not be affected.
The College of Midwives has long argued that there should be greater support for pregnant women to receive services in the community, reducing the time they spend in hospital. And the College says that this is an ideal opportunity for the government to act. Ruth King is the midwifery advisor for the Australian College of Midwives.
A number of hospitals already have midwifery group practice, so it's midwives working with women from their first antenatal appointment through labour and birth and postnatally. So there's opportunities to scale up those models that they already have. Women in those models typically have their care provided antenatal and postnatally in the home or in a community setting, and that might be a community hall. It could be using existing child and family health services. There's a lot of different ways that people do that if they're doing not home-based community appointments.
And there's concern for parents once they leave hospital too. Julie Bornikoff is the CEO of Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia, or PANDA. Her organisation supports those expecting newborns and new parents. Julie Bornikoff says she's already seeing an increase in calls. Many are worried about COVID-19 and the impact it will have on services.
We all know, as both mothers but professionally here at PANDA, we know that the role of social support is second to none in terms of new mums and dads getting through the first stages of parenting, whether it's about, you know, seeking information, normalising their experience or just having a really good gas bag. We know that groups are really important in that space, and we do perceive that there will be a real sense of displacement for people as they struggle to find a way to connect with their community, you know, when we're all shut out of those groups.
While social media has been getting a bad reputation for spreading misinformation during the outbreak, Julie Bornikoff is encouraging people to use social media and video messaging to create their own virtual support groups.
Madeline Jenner reporting.